Maina was born in Kenya in 1950 and came to Britain to study at university, after which she joined the post office in 1972. Here she speaks about her experience of working in what was still a mainly white, male organisation, with kind permission of the British Library.
I remember wearing quite a jazzy jacket or something and a skirt or something, and it was not, mostly everybody was quite somber colours and suits, well, mostly men anyway where I went. There were a few women, but I remember that I then took to wearing trousers, and none of them wore trousers. But I had, most of my wardrobe was trousers. And I remember the people looking at me a bit askance, but no one challenging me. So I sort of introduced trousers into that bit, and then the women started to wear trousers more. But I thought I was most comfortable in trousers, and I didn't see why I shouldn't wear them. But I do remember first day I wore a skirt, and slowly got my trousers in eventually. And in those days, I think being female was more of an issue than being Asian. Because I'd been to university, I don't think there was any doubt about my ability. And because there weren't many of them were graduates, a lot of them had come up through the ranks. So I think I got the respect for the education. But also, it wasn't being special. Graduates weren't treated as being special. They had some kind of thing where they rated you on promotions. You know, you had to be selected to go on a list. And I wasn't. And I remember thinking, I trained all these bright young chaps who'd come behind me. And they were all ahead of me. But there was like these lads who I'd been training when they came in were suddenly ahead of me on this sort of acting list. So I remember saying, that's what when it clocked. And I thought, it's not that. But I was very bitter about that. That's when I got the ambition bug. Because I suddenly realized that I was sitting there being nice about everything and I was being passed over and it had nothing to do with ability. I suppose I never saw myself as being different to the rest of them. And I never felt different. Nobody made me feel that I was foreign, I suppose. And I don't therefore see it as being because I was foreign. But it could have well have been. But at that time I felt it was definitely the female thing because it was, I don't know why, my instincts said it was female because there were no other women getting progressing either.